The power of citizen science is being harnessed to help prevent the erosion of some of Sydney's best known beaches. It's a project called CoastSnap, and it involves getting members of the public to take photos of particular beaches to help monitor changes to the shoreline. It's an initiative that's spreading across Australia and around the world, as Michael Edwards reports.
It's a beautiful day at Manly Beach. Gentle waves are rolling in. Children are playing in the shallows. Others are swimming out beyond the buoys. Some are sunbaking. It's like a postcard. But this natural beauty is under constant threat.
The real threat comes when we get extreme storms.
Dr. Mitchell Harley is a coastal erosion expert from the University of New South Wales. He's tracking the changes to some of our most well-known beaches on the East Coast. Like Manly.
In southeast Australia, storms like east coast lows, where you could see waves of up to 15 metres breaking off the coast, and that can move a lot of sand and subsequently undermine beachside infrastructure, houses, anything that's in its way.
Monitoring coastal erosion is a big job. It takes a lot of time and money, or the cooperation of many people.
I've got my camera, my mobile phone here, and I'm just going to stick it in the cradle. Is that right? Have I got it in the right way?
And that's exactly what Dr. Harley is harnessing in a project known as CoastSnap. It's simple. People use their smartphones to keep watch over a beach.
Just a stainless steel camera cradle. And what it means is people go along and place their smartphone into this camera cradle. And that camera cradle basically controls the position and the angle of where the photo is taken. All they have to do is take the photo and upload it to social media. Or if people don't have social media, they can send it by email. And basically we crowdsource all of these images. And over time, because it's always at the same location, we can actually track the changes to that particular coastline.
Frances Whitfield is a regular at Manly Beach. She's incorporated CoastSnap into her daily routine.
Basically, whether I'm swimming or diving, I will always park the car whenever you can find a parking spot in Manly. If I've got someone with me, whether it's the kids or my dive buddy, get them to jump out, come down and take the photo, get back in the car, upload it. So I think the more people that get involved in these things, the better.
The photo stands have also been installed at North Narrabeen, Byron Bay and Blacksmith's Beach in New South Wales and at Maroochydore in Queensland. The danger of coastal erosion was driven home to Sydney siders in the winter of 2016, when a massive storm caused huge tides, destroying homes and eroding large parts of the beaches in the area. Seeing this prompted Byron Horrell, a regular at North Narrabeen, to get involved with CoastSnap.
Seeing what happened, especially at Collaroy, was quite frightening. That was a wake-up call to everyone.
CoastSnap is already attracting overseas interest, with a number of countries including Spain, Portugal and Brazil developing their own programs. Here in Australia, a considerable database has already been built up, and Dr. Mitchell Harley says it's already making a difference.
With all these photos, we're building up a database of how our coastlines are changing. We can actually then identify hotspots of erosion, where our coastlines are changing, how much are they changing, and so forth. So it's really powerful information.
There are plans to expand the project into Western Australia, South Australia, and Tasmania.
That report by Michael Edwards.